You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly discussion with leaders around the Midwest about how they adapt and persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, it's Gary Shorman, and this is Forward Ever with our special guest today. Kansas State Representative Barbara Wassinger is with us today, and we're going to talk about the legislative session this past year and then look forward. So, Barb, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. It feels like we're getting back to normal, doesn't it?
It does feel that way. Just attended an open house at Developmental Services, and it was good to see people and be around. And I know there's an art walk tonight going on, and so it's good to feel normal. But how did that happen at the State House? Most of us didn't get a chance to hang out at the State House or even could hang out there. What was it like at the State House this year?
It was eerie quiet. You know, it was no people in the Capitol. So no visitors came. Usually we have school kids everywhere and organizations coming and setting up tables to explain to you what they do for what between sports training, athletic training, to school bus drivers, to graduate students showing their projects. None of that was there. And it was kind of odd. And then, of course, we had that horrible cold snap, Arctic freeze. And so then we were walking around with all the Capitol lights off, except for our offices. And that was another kind of surreal, although I do that 2 weeks when they said, you know, we really need to watch our energy. I said, during the day, we really don't need many lights on in the Capitol, especially when no one's there. I don't know why they turn them back on.
Well, talk about that a little bit. When no one's there, is that a good thing because you can get more work done, or is it a bad thing because it feels like you're so distanced from the people you're representing?
I think it's a double-edged sword. I think you feel a little bit like you're so detached from people because so many people from this area come to the Capitol during the session. In that sense, we were kind of detached. On the other hand, we jammed in 2 years of session into 1 year. So we were crazy busy, always going to meetings, always trying to get things done, always trying to read up on things to make sure that we were ready for votes. So on one hand, since we put so much in 1 year, it was kind of nice to have the time to do that and not have to be blocking out time for a lot of people coming in, but then you're so detached. So I'm looking forward to having the people back in the Capitol and getting back to a little bit more normal.
We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that actually were accomplished this year in the legislative session. But one big thing that just expired, and that was on June 15th, the state of emergency in the state of Kansas expired after being put in place by Governor Kelly in March of 2020. Was the timing good for that? Too soon? Too late? What are your thoughts?
You know, I think it was the right time to do it. We still are availed of federal funds. So before, the reason to keep it on was so that we didn't lose federal funds, but that has changed. So many good things happen during COVID, as well as not so good things, but so many good changes within how we do things in the state happened with COVID. And we've kept most of those before the emergency order expired. The legislature approached the governor and said, are there things that need to be continued? Some of your resolutions, some of your emergency orders, give us a list of those so that we can, if we need to, we'll come back and we'll make sure those are all taken care of. And we've had these discussions with the governor since we got back to Topeka this past January. So I think the timing is right. We need to let the Kansans do what they need to do. And we can't stay in that state of limbo forever. We need to figure out where we're going and what we're doing and move forward.
One of the things that Yeah. One of the things that the Republicans did enjoy was the supermajority, and you're part of that supermajority.
Right.
Did that pay off? Did that work like the Republicans wanted it to work?
You know, it did for things like value them both. It did in many ways. But then we got a lot of, we had some health problems that had nothing to do with COVID, where we lost our supermajority. We had one legislator that went in for one problem that had multiple problems. He came in only for veto session for one day. We had another have some health problems and they couldn't be there. We had another one have a detached retina who had to leave. I mean, there were some issues that brought us back down to what we had the year before. So right at the beginning, it worked really well. I'm hoping that we can do more this coming year.
One of the things that the Republican, I'll say, overrode the veto of Governor Kelly on the tax cutting bill, probably one of the big things that the Republicans looked at as being good. Mm-hmm. What else happened in the State House this year that made a difference?
Well, I'd like to think that everything we do makes a difference. We created the crime of sexual extortion requiring, no, that wasn't it. We did the making a stronger bill for stalking against minors, mm-hmm. because it was, and that was huge. That was by a friend of mine who had, pardon me, I need to get my phone quiet. That was done by a legislator friend of mine who had a student that was stalked by a teacher. And there were very few legal ramifications against him. And that got changed. Another exciting, there are a whole bunch. One is changing a bill that was just signed, changing the distinction for mental health centers, which allows them to get more federal dollars. And it's one of the biggest changes in mental health that we've seen in years. And so that's pretty exciting.
There was a concealed gun carry. the lawmakers reversed the governor's veto on that.
Yes.
That allowed, I guess, more people to carry, younger people to carry.
Younger people, yeah.
Was there a lot of debate on that?
You know, there's always a certain amount of debate, but it's kind of hard to argue about that when we're asking 18-year-olds to go to war for us, mm-hmm. and go into the military and allowing them to do that. So it was just basically, it didn't become a huge issue because it basically made everything equal with what we're asking these 18-year-olds to do. So it was not as crazy as it might have sounded.
It does make sense. There's also, and I didn't see anything on the national level about voting laws, but there was some tougher restrictions put in place on voting, but it sounds like it just pretty common sense stuff.
Well, and basically that's it. We're just trying to make sure that everybody's vote counts and we're not accepting votes from people that are not really able to vote. So, you know, they've taken some of those, some of that and challenged it in court. So we'll see how that goes. I think it was a good bill. I think it was good for Kansans, period, not for Republicans or Democrats, but good for voting Kansans to know that they are not being they're being taken care of and their vote is being counted. So I think it's a very good bill and we'll see what the courts say.
A couple of other things that jumped in there and a bill on transgender athletes that was there and also medical marijuana. So that's another couple bills that are out there that I still haven't made the progress on some ends as others, but are those going to continue to be, I assume they're going to continue to be issues in the state?
Well, there was no transgender sports bill, period. It was fairness in women's sports, and I carried it on the House floor. It is simply to protect Title IX and women from having to compete against non-biological women. And I think it's been twisted into something nefarious. And it really, you know, you talked to you brought up the transgender part. Caitlin Brenner herself has said transgender women should not be competing against women. Men have longer bones, denser bones, 30% larger lung capacity and cardio capacity. And no matter, and their muscles are stronger, and no matter how many hormones you take, that won't change the biological difference of the 30% more capacity in lung and heart and the longer and denser bones that actually give you a greater advantage in sports. And so what we were trying to do is protect the daughters, the granddaughters, and the women that are wanting to get sports scholarships, et cetera, allow them to continue to have those opportunities. And that will come back up, definitely will come back up. We, and also we did pass the value them both so that we bring the vote to the to Kansans in August of 2022, which is so important because there's been a 52% increase in out-of-state abortions in the state of Kansas. We are the destination now in the Midwest for abortions because of what the Supreme Court decided about the right to an abortion. When they did that, they also took away any kind of regulations that have been passed to make sure that abortion clinics are clean and are sterilizing things properly. All of those went away. So there are no rules or laws against any kind of abortion from conception, even to birth. And so this is an important law that we've passed, or I should say, constitutional amendment that we've preferred for the voters to come to in August of 2022 to make a decision. So that was incredibly important. And then my mind just went blank on the other bill that you were talking about.
Oh, the medical marijuana bill that's not going to go away either.
And I think
a state on the East Coast just passed, you know, the marijuana bill that has to do with recreational. So that's
right.
Going to be an issue, and it's going to come back to the state house again. So.
No, oh, for sure, it's coming back, and I don't think that there's anyone that's against medical marijuana, and I'll put myself in that framework. I believe one of the best things that has happened is that Idaho, who is usually one of the last people to do anything, have passed a very strict medical marijuana bill. And I want to get a look at that because I think that that's probably the framework that could pass in the state of Kansas. I don't think that we should make it recreational. I think that we should have some strong safeguards for the people who need it medically, and we can do it through pharmacies and have some controls on it. And when you have individual dispensaries across the state, there's a lot of room for moving it into the recreational side. I have no doubt people need it medically, and I'm more than happy to commit to that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that bill and see how it fits for the state of Kansas, and we'll see how that goes. So that for sure will be coming back. Fairness in women's sports, I know for a fact that will be coming back. So there's all sorts of things that we aren't all that far away on, but you know, you just have to, sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Well, thanks for discussing these because, you know, they are big issues that are going to affect our state. And you represent those of us in the 111th district, and they're big issues. So I want to look forward. I want to take a quick break here, Barb, and come back and talk about looking forward and what it's going to take from people that represent the state and what it's going to take in the next year as we come out of COVID to really get things done that you want to have happen before you say those things happen, those votes in 2022. So let's take a break. Our guest is Representative Barb Wassinger, representing the voters of the 111th District. Back after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard and well beyond, and those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Welcome back to the second half of Forward Ever with our guest, Barb Wassinger, who represents us in the 111th district in the state of Kansas. And Barb, we went into the break and we were talking about all those things that happened this past year. From a leadership standpoint, what is it going to take in the state of Kansas to move our state forward?
Well, I think we just need to continue the way we're going and continue to work. I know that for me, getting that bypass project started 3 years ago was really important for me. Having value them both passed to get to the voters was important to me. And then we talked a little bit about fairness in women's sports. I think that's important. I think working together, we can continue to address issues that have popped up during COVID and issues that we need to take care of post-COVID so that we can continue to move forward. You know, there were so many problems that people were complaining about with elections in the United States. And you look at what Kansas did, and we had no problems. We got things done right away. Everything was called fairly quickly in the last year. So, you know, we have to continue doing the things that we're doing. And so many people think that politicians don't care. They're just trying to get somewhere else. And I can tell you that the majority of politicians that I've met and people that are in Topeka are really there to leave the state better than how they found it. And that's, I think, true leadership, is that you're there not just for your constituents, but every choice you make affects every Kansan. And so as long as we keep that in mind, we will continue to take care of things. I just went to drug court graduation yesterday and had a discussion with Sheriff Brown about taking care of the mental health crisis in county jails. And he's been getting some people together, asked me if I would join him. That's one of the things we need to be worrying about. You know, like 40% of everyone in jail right now have a mental health problem. It's not really being treated. So with the help of High Plains Mental Health and Walt Hill, maybe we can get a plan together and fix that and try to fix mental health within Kansas. Get some people out of the jail and have them treated, and maybe get them back out on the street where they're healthy and working within society, just like they've done with drug court, where it was a revolving door with people that had drug addictions and alcohol addictions that were committing crimes because of their addiction. And that was maybe 5 years ago. Judge Brown came to the county commission and said, we'd like to do drug court, but we need $30,000 in seed money. And for me, it was another no-brainer. If you continue doing things the same way and expect a different result, I believe they call that insanity. Uh-huh. So I think what we need to do as leaders is to think outside the box and try different ways to approach problems and see if that works, because we've been doing the same thing for so long. And I think that also applies to our schools, where we need to a lot of money has been going into things that haven't gone into the classroom and haven't gone in for teachers. And I think it's important that we make sure that we remember that all of this is about Kansans, all of this is about students. Let's take care of everyone at the root, and then we can solve the bigger problems later. So I think the most important thing for leadership to do is to look, as you said, look forward, and also think of different ways to attack problems that need to be taken care of.
Barb, that's a good way to end. And somebody out there listening saying, boy, I'd like to talk to Barb about an idea that I have. How do they get, what's the best way to find you?
Well, a lot of people have my cell phone, but you can always email me at barb.wasinger@house.ks.gov. You can always send something to my P.O. box, P.O. box 522. Or in my cell phone is 785-317-9386. I live right here in Hayes, and people stop me all the time. I hate to bother you. I'm like, no, that's my job. So please let me know if you have some ideas or you have some problems. I know I've been helping a lot of people with unemployment, and I'm still working on that. But I'm happy to hear from anybody.
Barb, thanks so much for taking time out of your calls, your schedule, your in between. Just because the session's over doesn't mean you guys aren't still doing a lot of work, and you continue
still working.
Still working. So thanks for all you do. Thanks for your work representing all the voters here in the 111th district.
Well, thanks for all you do, Gary. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing you out on the street somewhere, running around the neighborhood. Barb, thanks so much. Our guest has been Barb Wasinger, who represents us in the 111th district in the state of Kansas. Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, sponsored by Worth Wealth Management. If you have a great suggestion for a future guest for the program, you can email Gary at gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. That's gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. Forward Ever is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.